You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
These lines are packed with people who want to have a little bit of fun with the boys. Hey, Brooklyn, what are you up to today?
I'm just working. What are you doing?
We're working too, believe it
same
or not.
Thing.
Can you stand it? What do you do for a living?
I work for a small company called 48 Hour Monogram. We do metal address signs and wooden, like, nursery names.
Okay.
So, like, if you go to an open house, somebody's selling their house, you walk in the open house and you go in a bedroom and it's got the baby's name on some little thing on the wall, Brooklyn made it, Jeremy.
Brayden. Yeah. That's pretty cool. It's similar to my first job. I was an engraver, so I engraved, like, plaques and trophies, and we didn't do anything with wood, but kind of the same thing.
I guess.
You do embroidery? Is that what you said?
No. We just manufacture the metal address signs.
Metal address signs.
I was looking to do that thing, Dom, where you get a big rock for your front yard and put your address on the rock, just the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it there with some foliage. You like the look of that?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
No.
What?
When you asked, my answers were yes or
like
no.
That?
Why did you ask
I think
so
it's
surprised?
Kind of a cool, like, classy Colorado-looking thing to do. But your address numbers
on a rock. How are you putting the numbers on the rock?
A professional company, like, chisels them into it.
And then in.
Whatever they do. It's probably a laser or something. They laser the numbers in and then make them black, and it stands out on the rock. And you got this big rock with your house numbers on it. Yeah, I think it's kind of a cool look.
Well, you should do it then.
I might. I don't care what you say, if you like it or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you asked me, because you're going to do it whether you like it or not.
I might. The only person I care if they like it is the Amazon delivery guy. So they know where I live. I'm like, damn, that's nice. That's a nice address.
Brooklyn, what do you think about him doing that to a big rock out front? Do you like that idea?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Well said, Brooklyn. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I'm going to try my best.
Well,
that's all we can ask.
You better.
You going to be watching the Avs game tonight?
I hope to, but I actually have dog training tonight at 7 o'clock, so.
Your dog?
Dog
or
training.
Are you, or are you training the dogs?
Yes, we're training our dogs.
Well, you do everything, don't you?
Huh.
Yeah.
Are you teaching them any fun tricks?
Not yet. Still just basic obedience.
Yeah.
Jeremy could take a few of those lessons himself.
Hey, yo.
Brooklyn, I was going to give you a hockey rattle-off category. Can you handle that?
We were going to do five dog tricks, but we had to scratch that.
Would it not be right to give her the hockey one if she's never really watched hockey? Would that be wrong?
I don't know. You know what hockey's about, don't you?
I know the basics.
Which are what?
Ice. Stick.
Skating. A puck. And a net and a stick. Is that what you're saying?
Points.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Don't
do
it. Don't do
it. I'm not going to give her the hockey one. That wouldn't be right. All right. I'm going to give you one about artists and singers and bands and everything. Can you do that?
Sure.
Okay, the letter you have is D, as in Dom, as in David. 10 seconds. Give us five bands or artists whose name begins with D. Ready and go.
Daughtry.
One. Good.
I
should have done the hockey one.
Yeah, I might have given you the hockey one instead, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Hey, listen, we enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jesse, what are you doing today?
I'm getting ready to head into a work meeting.
Oh, barf.
Oh, no. Cancel it. Cancel it, Jesse.
Don't show up.
I'm not in charge, so I can't cancel it.
What's the meeting about?
Recruiting.
You need more people, huh?
Yep.
What's the industry?
Hair.
Hair? You need more people to mess with hair?
Yeah.
I'll come in and do it.
Jeremy insists that he could do as good a job as a hairstylist.
It doesn't look that difficult,
I'm
Jesse.
Laughing at him, but...
Okay.
It's not that difficult.
Trust me, Jesse, I'm on your side, okay?
All right.
All right, are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you right now?
No.
Okay, hold that phone up to your mouth so we can hear you loud and clear. I'm giving you the hockey one in 10 seconds. Five penalties in hockey. These are the things that would send you to the penalty box. Five different penalties in hockey. Ready and go.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know nothing about hockey. This looks bad.
It's all right.
Not a one, huh?
I'm with you.
Oh.
I couldn't have done that one either.
Did you say hitting? Is that what you said?
Like running into him too hard?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's not technically what the penalty is, but I wish it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see
Abs guy talking about that.
2 minutes for running into this guy too hard.
It looks like he ran into the guy too hard.
Yeah. Oh, Jesse.
It's all right, Jesse.
Listen, and you know, to make matters worse, you have to go to a meeting.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She didn't sound happy
Everyone's
to talk
like,
to us in the first place.
Both of
we're
our
the people that
both
are
of
happy
our callers
to
were kind
of
like, meh.
Well, no, I think meh. Brooklyn was at least
By the end of the call, she
us.
Was ready to go.
Well, that's true with all of our callers all the time.
Who else we got? Who else can we annoy?
Who's going to be happy to talk to us? I don't know. Jordan? Jordan, would you be happy?
Of course. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Oh, you're all there's bubbly.
There's some ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I just dropped my oldest off at his summer program, and now I'm just sitting here with my youngest going to try to get some work done.
What is the summer program?
It's just kind of like an extension from his preschool program because he's going into kindergarten.
Well, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Keeps him busy. Keeps him out of
yeah.
your hair.
Exactly.
How's he doing? Does he read yet?
No, he's actually speech delayed, so he actually gets services through the school. But he's doing a lot better, so he's on track for kindergarten.
Perfect.
Cool.
Good. Very good.
We talk to people from time to time who work in that industry, whether it's speech therapy, speech pathologist, stuff like that. It's fascinating to me about the human brain and how people get up to speed at different times in their lives. And
it really is, yeah.
It's really interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's really interesting. Well, good for you.
Yep.
Let's play some rattle off. Are you ready for us?
I hope so.
You can do it. Now, we're going to allow you to name people from the past or the present. It's totally up to you.
Okay.
But we are looking for, we were kind of talking about this in our trending report about half an hour ago. We're looking for five famous sex symbols, male or female, five famous sex symbols, past or present. Ready? And go.
Fabio, John Stamos. oh man, no. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, there's three.
The Rock. Nope. The Rock.
Oh,
Brad Pitt.
Of course.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
we just talked about her.
Oh,
Jennifer
yeah.
Aniston.
I'm not good
yeah.
with actors, actresses.
I don't blame you. You don't need to be. They don't do anything for your life, really, do they, Jordan? Not really.
No, not really.
Mm-mm. Listen, I'm so glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
Yes, thank you guys so much.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You ever done the Google image search of John Stamos' belly button?
Huh?
You get a little time today. Take a look at it. You got a weird-looking belly button.
Here we go right now.
It's like Tom Cruise's teeth and the Aerosmith guy's toes.
Belly button. Why am I doing this again?
He's got a weird belly button.
You
see it?
Oh.
Oh. Huh.
It's like a plug.
It's different. It's like a little mouth or something.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm John Stamos. I'm sexy.
Because this picture of him is like in the surf at the beach, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
between his breasts and that, it looks like a face. Like his
That's
breasts
what I'm
are
saying.
Eyes.
It looks like a mouth.
His belly button looks like a mouth. It looks like a little character. It looks almost like a Simpson.
Yeah. It's a different looking belly button, isn't it?
I never in my life would have Google searched John Stamos belly button.
You're welcome.
Until I talk to you.
Wonder how many thousands of people are doing that right now.
A bunch.
Yep. Check it out.
Hi, Deborah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What are you doing today?
Oh, you know, the exciting life of a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah?
Well, it can be very exciting. What are you talking about?
Oh, really?
Drop my daughter off at camp.
Good.
Have to walk the puppy.
Oh, little puppy. What's the puppy's name?
Bear.
Mm-hmm. Tell me it's
what
a
kind
chihuahua.
Of camp is it? I want to know what kind of camp is it for your daughter?
It is a cooking camp.
Oh, that's cool.
Interesting. How old is she?
11.
I love that.
How much does that cost?
More than you want to know.
No, I do want to know.
No, we do want to know.
I want to put my kids
ask.
In it. What is
how
it?
Much?
How much?
I don't remember how much the week was, but I want to say $200 to $300.
To get them out of your hair for the week? Worth it.
$60 a day, $300 for the week.
It doesn't seem that outrageous.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
are they learning things? I mean, are they really coming home and, you know,
absolutely.
Cooking?
Absolutely. Monday, they made cookies. Yesterday, they made dinner rolls and their own butter.
Yeah.
And
they churned their own butter? Wait a minute. They churned butter?
They mixed it with a hand mixer and whipping cream.
What are they doing today?
Beignets.
Well, that's getting a little more difficult.
You know, they're moving the, you know, they're
I was
going to
say,
because
I wasn't impressed
level.
With rolls and cookies, but.
Exactly. I got to say, I agree with him, Deborah. I paid $300 for my daughter to learn how to make cookies.
Yeah,
like,
we can make cookies at home for like $8.
Preheat oven, $425.
You can buy those tubes now where it's just pre-made even. So.
Absolutely.
Well,
those
I'm
don't
glad
taste
they're having
half
fun.
Bad, so.
Yeah, I'm glad they're having fun at least.
That's funny.
Absolutely.
All right, Deborah, we cannot get a winner. We did not get a winner yesterday. We're having a hard time today. Let's see how you do. 10 seconds. I mean, honestly, Deborah, if you don't get this one, please.
Girl, please.
10 seconds. 5 things that you could wrap in a tortilla.
Come on.
5 things one might wrap in a tortilla. Ready and go.
Beans, cheese, chicken, steak, lettuce and tomatoes.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God you came through with lettuce and tomato because you had stuck on 4, and if that buzzer went off,
we were going to flip out.
We really would. We would insult your daughter's cooking class even more than we already had.
Fair enough.
I say you're a winner!
Well done.
You're a winner today. You got the easy one. All right, listen, if you stand by, Josh will chat with you about that prize, okay?
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Deborah. Thanks for listening.